ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Welcome, folks, to a very special bonus episode of Who's Ghost Stories. With me, from Paranormally Cryptid Podcast, we have Cody talking today with us about Helltown. If you, for whatever reason, haven't listened to it, go to Paranormally Cryptid. I was a guest on his show, but he's got tons of amazing episodes, and you're on In Between Paranormal's YouTube as well?
Not anymore. I don't know if my videos are still there or not. I know with me backing out of the group due to health reasons, I know they still interact with me, but I'm not sure if my stuff is still up on their page.
All right. Well, if it is still up there, go watch it because they're a treat. If they're not, though, then RIP to the YouTube videos.
I was going to say, I still have them saved.
You might have to upload them yourself. They were fantastic. Let's dive right into it. So you're going to be taking me and a few other people to Helltown in Ohio pretty soon, in like a few weeks, I think.
I believe 2 weeks from yesterday.
That's
insane. If I'm
thinking
correctly on the calendar. I know I'm actually going to try and go down next weekend due to having like a 5-day off due to the 4th. So my fiance and I are trying to figure out a good day because of having 5 days off of work and not wanting to be cooped up in the house.
Hell yeah. So I think I told you on your podcast many times that I had never heard of Helltown before until talking with you. Is it like a pretty big Ohio like legend and story?
The thing about Helltown is they don't really have an answer on why they evacuated. Like the main one was apparently there was a chemical spill. Another one follows the lines of like ancestries doing rituals to please whatever lives there. And once it got to wherever they started to abandon people, the government stepped in to take the creature away and do all these lab experiments. I know people state that they found a fake rock there that had a full-on lab underneath of it. For myself, I never found that fake rock. I never found that so-called spot where the government was hidden underground. I know myself, I have gone there, like I said, multiple times. I know one location, or not location, I know the one time that I took my fiance down there the day before we were going down there to investigate with a couple of my friends. We were leaving and I caught something that looked like it was possibly, I'll say 8-9 feet tall, because I'm 5'8" and the grass was coming up to my chest. And this thing's head was, I'd say probably another 4 feet above the grass.
Holy shit.
But it went from being like on two legs to all fours, but it never seemed like its head changed height at all.
Holy crap. That thing's huge.
Yeah. Like, I have no clue what it is. Like, I caught it for a quick glimpse in the mirror. I stopped the car, got out, turned, and by the time all that happened, it was gone. All I know was is it looked like it had antlers like a deer, but the whole body of it was black.
That's no deer I've ever heard of in my life.
I was going to say I've seen pictures of deer being all black, but I've never heard of a deer being that tall.
No, that would be a monster buck, like a mutant buck out there.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh my God. So when you take us out there, are we looking for ghosts or cryptids or a little bit of both, like whatever?
I'm hoping for the paranormal, only because the people that I work with, they're all into the paranormal scene. I know you're into the paranormal. My other half loves paranormal. And I don't, as much as I want to go cryptid hunting and go look for what's supposed to not be out there, I don't think the people that I work with are going to be prepared for something that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can put it.
I could see that. Cause I think like the brief research I did and then I stopped cause I'm like, I just got to talk to Cody about this. I think the one thing I saw was like, there's like the one legend was like, there's a giant mutant like python out there. And I was like, if we ran into that, that would just be kind of game over probably.
I know a lot of things don't allow you to say the G word, but I'm just saying I'm most likely having heat on me. I know one of my working buddies stated he's going to be packing. So if we come across something like that, I know I'm a little out of shape, but I guarantee you once my shoes come off, I'm outrunning every single person there.
That's exactly what it comes down to. You don't got to be faster than the monster. You just got to be faster than everyone else.
Well, I know for a fact I would have to stop and protect just because I don't know how fast my other half runs.
This is true. You can't at least leave her behind.
I've never tested on how fast she runs. Hopefully she can outrun at least one of the people I work with. Even though I already told him that he's signing a waiver when we get there that he has to be bait. The question he asked back was, why do I have to be bait? I said, because I'm bringing something to protect the group. The other person is bringing stuff to protect the group. The guy I'm inviting from another state can't be bait because he's also on the internet and has his own podcast and people will be asking questions why he's missing. And then he just looks at me and goes, "But why me?" I'm like, "Because you're already disability, or you're already on disability. You miss a limb, you just get to stay at home and relax."
First time I can say a camera's probably saved my life there.
Yeah. Mine too.
That's awesome. I am so excited. So it's an old abandoned town, right? Or it used to be.
Yes. I want to say it was during COVID they decided to burn like most of the buildings that were still standing completely down. So like all the actual abandoned houses that's not going to be where we park the cars are fully torn down. So when we go into the woods, we are physically just going into the woods. I mean, I do have some ideas of where the houses are, and thanks to a certain app, because for some reason, whenever I go to haunted locations, I always like to get on Pokemon Go just to see if ghost Pokemon appear in a haunted location.
Awesome. 100% awesome.
Thanks to Pokemon Go, they still have Helltown mapped out on the app, and they have not updated the map since the houses have been gone. So we could physically go and stand where the houses used to be and ask questions.
That's awesome. Way to go, Pokemon Go. You're just saving the day.
Yeah. Now I know, like I've told before, there are active cults and active Satanists, I should say, in the town. So we definitely have to be on guard there, just because I don't care if Bigfoot or a Wendigo or I'll say the New Jersey Devil appears. They're probably not going to be that interested in coming close to us, where the cult members and Satanists be a lot closer to us than anything else.
Yeah, for sure. The cryptids and the wildlife wouldn't be the problem. It's the people that always end up being the problem.
Oh, it's always people.
People suck. I know,
I've been trying to... Huh?
People suck.
They do. I know I've been trying to invite a couple of my other like buddies that have gone, just so I have some other people that know the area with me. Problem has been, seems like everybody I know that went there with me has been or is busy this weekend or that weekend, not this weekend.
Lovely. So you get to be the only experienced person there. Well, you and your other half get to be the experienced people there.
I mean, she's only been there a couple times. Like, I have gone by that weekend, or by our weekend going, that would be either my eighth or ninth time, depending on if I go next weekend or not.
That's awesome. Okay, so you're obviously a real veteran when it comes to Helltown.
Yeah, out of which I know there's only been probably a couple other teams that go there, but everybody that I know always goes and looks for the paranormal. Since I know that there is a creature, in which I can't say it's a Wendigo, I can't say exactly what it is due to I've never saw a creature with just a black body on it, basically. Like, it probably was black hair, but it's kind of hard to tell somebody what it looks like looking through a mirror driving away as it's running away from you.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason why I know it had antlers is because I'm a hunter. Sorry, people are outside and I'm hearing car doors slam, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. But yeah. Like, oh, shit. What happened?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Sorry, an ad popped up and I was trying to cancel it out because like the whole ad just came up and was blocking the screen. But yeah, no, like the only reason why I know, like, or yes, saw the antlers, knew that it had antlers, was because I'm a hunter. I'm always looking at deer, and bucks normally catch my eye because of the antlers. That's why I don't really, or that's why I've never gotten a buck. I notice the antlers and then sit there and stare at it.
That still blows my mind, the size of that creature. Like, I can't even try to come up with an explanation, really, for what that would be, either.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, the only cryptid I've ever heard of that has antlers like that is the Wendigo. In which, yeah, they've had, I'll just say, stories or lores or whatever you want to call it, of a Wendigo being in that area where that ties in with Helltown. Now, every description of a Wendigo that I've heard is normal human height, where this right. thing standing tall like a Bigfoot or a dog man. So it's like, I'm interested to go back and figure it out. And a lot of people are wanting to go for paranormal. I know one of the guys I work with, he has his own team. They've gone there. They've taken pictures of the normal part of the town. The part that I should say is still standing, where some people still live in that part of the town, where civilization still drives through. In which, yes, I've caught in paranormal stuff there, where I've had a ghost car drive past, and it seems like that car, even though the road's like 35 miles an hour, it seemed like that car was going a lot slower, but at the same time flying past you, to where like you could sit there, see what was happening inside the car, seeing the person in the passenger seat being or was hurt, the driver was being in full-on panic, and then they go down the road, and like I've said before, the road goes off to the left, they went to the right. You had a school bus that looked like it was out of the 70s drive right past you and go completely straight down the road and not make that left. So then you're sitting here going, oh my God, something's not right here.
Yeah.
And now it's just like I'm pumped. I love going there. I love talking about Helltown. It's why I'm every time like I would be in between or have somebody on my podcast, it's always Bigfoot or Helltown. Like the episode I'm dropping today, 3 hours long with a man that has his own cryptid group, in which I'm pumped. I'm pumped to take you to Helltown, because Helltown, that's been since graduating out of high school, that has been the location that I've gone to, like I said, multiple times.
Oh my God, I am so pumped. So like everything you say about it, and like even the little bit I read, like just makes me more and more excited about it. So how active of a location is it? Like, is it always something popping off, or like sometimes it's dead? Because, like, you'll hear about places where, like, there's an immense activity, and then you go there, and it's just always dead.
That's the thing. I've gone to, like I said, Helltown, I've gone there 7 times. Every time that I've gone, I've gotten something. Like, the old gas station, I have a picture on my phone where I took the picture, and there's a mist at the bottom of the screen shooting towards my buddy's car, because it's like right there. But the problem is everybody's like, well, you had flash on. That could just be the ricochet of the flash. No, where the fog is in the picture, there's a jacket thrown over the hood of the car, because I just had I was trying to get my hoodie on, and all my buddies were all over the place, like trying to take pictures. And I was like, you know what? I really want to take a picture of this window, because it looks like there's a face in the window. And in the picture you see two glowing green eyes, but it's like at the back of the gas station.
Huh.
And then you have the fog at the bottom of the window. And I sent that picture because another podcast was doing a live on Facebook, and I sent the picture in, and they showed it on their podcast with a famous paranormal lady. I can, for the life of me, I cannot think of her name at the moment, but like she would sit there, and like people were showing true paranormal pictures, where you would be like, oh my God, there's something in the picture. And she'd look at it and be like, eh, that looks like dust, not an orb to me. And then she saw my picture and she's like, well, without too much information on this picture, I'm just going to focus in on the green eyes right there. The green eyes are very unique, but at the bottom of the screen, you're seeing like a little fog. Now, without him being able to tell me something, I would have to say that's a reflection from the flash. And then they brought me on and I'm sitting there explaining this whole picture. And she's just looks at me and goes, yeah, I have to say that you faked this picture. And I just looked at her. I was like, ma'am, I don't know how to fake pictures because I can't edit anything. And she's like, you're a podcaster? I'm like, yeah, this was before Paranormally Cryptid. I'm like, yeah, this is my second podcast. The first one had somebody editing and everything. Only thing I had to do was to just show up with jokes. The second one we never edited. We just bullshitted. This one I've taken time, done my research, gotten my stories, and now it's like trying to get everybody else's stories.
I love it. Helltown is going to be so amazing. So are we going during the day or during the night?
I want to try and... because I haven't talked to anybody about it yet. I want to try and get there during the daytime and let everybody like get their surroundings, get the feel of the place. Because for me, the fun starts when the sun goes down. I've never been there during the day. I've been there during the day one time, and which it was more or less showing my other half basically everything before we went there the following night. And that's when I saw that creature when we were driving away. But like, I've noticed that there's more stuff going on, even with the environment around us there, than, like I said, I've never gone during the day, but I know that like night, like, how do I say it without ruining the fun? All right, does your car tell you the temperature? Like if you get in it and like start it up, because like my truck and my fiance's car will tell us the temperature outside, be like 75 or whatever. And I've been paying attention.
Mine doesn't.
Doesn't?
No. So I have to use my phone for temperatures.
Well, I'm just going to say pay attention to the temperature, because every time that I've gone, it's been in the summertime where you're not supposed to see your breath at all. And my fiance and pointed it out the one time because I never paid attention to it. We left the concert. The temperature was like 65 degrees, 70 something, like warm. We pulled up to where they have the road blocked off because it's not allowed on the other side, even though they still have a road where you can continue up into the woods and all that. Yeah, all we did was we got out of the car, started taking pictures from the sign, and we're seeing our breath perfectly. We get back in the car and we're looking. It's already down to like 35 degrees.
Holy crap.
Yeah, from it being 60, and which she's like, you know what? I want to test something. I'm like, all right. We start driving away. As soon as we make it to the highway, we're back up to like 55 degrees.
Insane. So like,
just the energy in that area alone is so cold that it changes to hit the temperature by at least 20 degrees.
That's so much energy there. Holy crap.
Yeah. I know one of my older one of my ex's best friends. No. Yeah. One of my ex's best friends. That's how I'll just leave it. she claimed that she could see the dead. And this was, I think, the first time I went to Helltown. And she, like, the whole time we were driving through the town, like, nobody wanted to get out of the car except for, like, me and one of her other friends. And, like, that's when we saw the car, the bus, and we only stayed for, like, an hour. And we had that activity there. But, like, the whole time we were just in the normal part of the town where there's the gas station, the bridge, and everything else, she's curled up in a ball in the back seat crying because she's like, there are so many dead people here that I am terrified. And I'm just like, okay. Came back the next night with all my group of friends, and we went and pushed the limit. Like, we went as far back as we could get, and we're all, well, it's me and my other buddy that are big guys, but we're all guys that lifted. We were wrestlers, basically. Best way to put it. Yeah. We were like WWE style wrestlers where we were muscular. I've always been a big guy, but I'm strong. And we're like wandering the woods, flashlights, taking pictures. Like, my one buddy, we walked so far back that, like, I stopped in the middle of this road because, like I said, after you get past the blockage sign, there's the road that continues on back to the town. Him and I both stop. He's sitting there texting whoever. And I just was like, you know what? Picture. Completely back of his head, or his whole body basically was just a complete blur in the picture, but you could see the road, you could see the guardrail, you could see the trees perfectly clear, like no fuzz at all. His whole body was just blurry as hell. Like, it looked like somebody basically tried to erase him out of the picture, even though you could see his blue jeans, his blue shirt, his hair. And I showed him the picture and he just looked at me and he's like, oh, you're just messing with me. You were moving the camera. I'm like, dude, look at the road. Look at the trees. Look at the guardrail. There's no fuzz around them. It's just around you. So then, of course, everybody else is now sitting there taking pictures of him and they're coming out clear. And we're like, okay, that's weird. Got back to my buddy's house that night. Every picture that I took on my phone except for one disappeared. The only picture that is on that, or was on that phone that was left, was the picture that I told you of where I took the picture of the gas station and you had the green eyes in the window and the fog on the bottom part of the screen.
Oh my God. All right. So how long do you think we'll be out there for exploring?
I normally get there about midnight and I try and push probably about 3-4 hours. Like, because it's a big area. So you always have enough room to move around, take pictures, enjoy everything. But it's like at the same time, like, it has an eerie feeling the whole time you're there. And you definitely feel like you're being watched the whole time.
Yeah. I guessed that much with everything that's been there and, like, the little bit of history I learned. Like, it feels like it is a busy place with both ghosts and animals and everything just around there. Like,
oh, it is. I love it. For me, I should definitely try and go during the day just to get that feel, get the whereabouts. But it's, I don't know what it is. It's just nighttime and being out there at night definitely gets that adrenaline rush that you cannot explain. Like, it's almost like drinking an energy drink on a sugar high.
All right, that's fantastic. And everyone I talk about and say, like, I'm going there, like, they're all pumped. None of them know what the place is, but just the name itself is so cool. So being able to like show people this and be like, this is where I'm running into, I think is just going to make everyone start going crazier. What's like, we talked about the antler thing. Is there anything else that like you saw or experienced there that sticks out of like all of your trips as like,
really, it just seems like there's always, I don't know, like every time that I have gone, it's been a different story. Like it's one of them locations that you can go in going, all right, I'm going to ask this question, but never get an answer. You always get more questions than answers. And it seems like every paranormal place you go to is always like that.
Yeah, but
like I said, I've been there multiple times, and it seems like for me, if I'm expecting, all right, say like when we go in 2 weeks, I'm expecting the car and the bus to appear again. And instead, we hear crying. Because I know when we were walking the path, I heard like a female screaming. One of the guys that I was with kept saying that he heard his name being called, and I'm sitting here going, this is going to be fun. Oh, I want to say not the last time I went. Yeah, I don't want to say it was the last time, but the time before we went, it was me and like a couple of my buddies and my other half. We were walking on the main bridge in town. And of course, there was a beaver that sitting in the water, splashing around, swimming and all that. And we're sitting there like, oh, my God, like freaking out, thinking something paranormal. And of course, wildlife. But then it's like my buddy was like, well, you know, the crybaby bridge and da 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 da. And of course, everybody always does it. And they always come up with their own little thing. But I don't know if you've ever seen like handprints on a car, especially when they've had their car clean before going to the location. But he for some odd reason decided that he wanted to do the whole where if you park on the bridge bit and they'll push you. He put it in neutral. We're of course sitting in the middle of the bridge, and the car starts rolling backwards. And I'm not impressed, only because every bridge, I don't care if it's completely flat, a lot of bridges, when they go over rivers, always have that little bit of a bend.
Yep.
Even if you sit at the dead center of it, you're never perfect because of the car has its own center point, basically. And without having somebody paint a line on the bridge and put the center point of your car, or mark the center point of your car, and have them completely lined up, you're always going to be on one half of the bridge more. And of course, I believe he was more backwards than forwards, so of course his Jeep rolls backwards. Now the thing that got me was, is he took the car through the car wash with all of us in the car to prove that it got a bath before going to the location.
Yeah. And
of course, from the car wash to that location, you're driving through woods, and of course it being summer and all that, pollen is everywhere. So by the time we got from car wash to the location, he had dirt and pollen and all that other stuff probably sitting on the car. There was handprints on the hood of the car that were smaller than all of our hands, like small little like kids' handprints on the hood of the car, looking like they were trying to push us backwards. And of course, take pictures. For some odd reason, when you leave the location, the pictures disappear. That's the only other time that I've gone to a location and they've disappeared. I think it's on my phone or my fiance's phone, but the last time we went, there was I know it was a F-150 Ford, but it looked like it was either the 90s square body or the 80s square body. And I don't know. It was past the no trespassing sign, but they got like two big like blocks on each side of it. And then, of course, trees on either side and the gates shut and locked. So my fiance and I are sitting there like headlights on this car is like staring at it. And we're just like, okay, not sure how that got back there, but but like it seemed like as soon as our headlights just hit the other side of the thing or the other side of the sign, it just seemed like that truck just lit up. As soon as our lights turn away from it, it looked like the truck turned all of its lights off and just like disappeared. So, of course, put the headlights back on it, took a picture. All you see is dust and all that. But of course, instead of taking the picture outside the car, I took the picture inside the car going through the windshield. So all the stuff on the in the picture is basically like dust, dirt. So you're just like, man, should have been using my head, not because like as soon as I took the picture, I looked and I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of here. And of course, not sitting there thinking about it, going, should have taken the picture outside of the car so you could see. But it's just like, it seems like every time that I go past that, the sign and the gate, it always seems like somebody pulls down the road. Their headlights are always on you, and then they sit there for like a couple minutes, they turn around, drive away, and you're just like, okay, was that the cops? No, because they would have said something. Do you think it was just another adventurer wanting to get their kicks, and they saw somebody else back there, and they were like, I'm not doing it now. Don't know. But it's... I don't know. It just seems like the location's fun. The history of the location, you have multiple stories. Like I said, they stated that there was a chemical spill. The government came in and just was like, you know what? We want this area for a national park, and pulled everybody out. Sacrifices and all that. But it's just like, I don't know. It's basically you just have to sit down, read, and then figure out which version that they tell you is your favorite.
Yeah, because, I mean, the truth died with the town, essentially. So it's like you have to believe what you...
There actually is still a couple people that lived in... When that town was still a town and people lived there... There were actual people that are still alive today that still talk about that town. And they just state that the government came in, told them that they all had to leave due to a chemical spill in the area. And in which even the government stated that there was a chemical spill in the area and all that. But then it's like a couple years later, they sign it off as a national park. But it didn't become a national park till, I know I'm going to get the timeline wrong. I want to say it was like 2005 or 2007.
That's a long time. It was like,
yeah, it wasn't until the 2000s is when it became a national park. So it's like, what happened between the time they got kicked out to the time it became a national park?
Yeah,
that's the black area that nobody has an answer for. So then you're like, all right, what can the people that are still living there that are not alive able to tell us what's going on? Because I've never been in a location other than Gettysburg where you feel like you're being watched. But the area also has a story that it has to tell. Like, that's awesome. I wish I would have gotten the equipment that all the equipment I needed to be able to go to that location and try and get the answers. But it's like, at the same time, I have my own questions and answers that need answered before
yeah.
I want to truly get to what truly happened between these periods of times.
That's awesome. I am so excited. I think that does it for everything I wanted to cover, because I wanted just to give people a short glimpse in, because when I get back, do a much longer talk about what we experienced and everything and talk to you about it, because I'm going to need to tell somebody what happened, and I feel like the only person that will really understand is the person that was there with me. But I appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you on again, especially when we get into some cryptids and Mothman. Yeah, thanks for taking time to come on and tell all of our listeners about Helltown and what I'll be walking into with you.
All right.
Well, folks, make sure to come back to see the results and to see if, you know, I became snake food or not. And, of course, go check out Paranormally Cryptid on Spotify. You won't regret it. It's probably my favorite paranormal podcast now.